我们每一个人都有身心和灵三方面的需要。
And we all have needs in our body, our heart, and our spirit.
人的身心和灵都紧密地连在一起，互相影响。
And all three parts are interconnected and influence each other.
人的身体健康会影响到他的心和灵。
And our physical health can easily influence our heart and our spirit.
人的情绪会影响到他的心灵。
And our heart or our mood can also influence our physical health.
人的心灵也会影响到肉体上面的健康。
And our spiritual health certainly would affect our physical health as well.
圣经里面也有这方面的教导。
And there are plenty of teaching in the scripture along this line.
就好像箴言第十七章第二十二节这样说，热喜热的心就乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones."
第十三二十节到二十二节说，我儿要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心，因为得着它就得了生命，又得了医全体的良药。注意这医全体的良药。
And also Proverbs 4:20-22, My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Pay attention to that, what it says, to the man's whole body.
当我们在做辅导工作的时候，有一次一位年长的姐妹来找我。
As a pastor, I do counseling, and one time an elderly sister came to me for counseling.
她说她常常头疼，身体酸痛和不舒服。
And she is having a lot of ailments, headaches, aching all over the body, and just doesn't feel well at all.
我问她有没有看医生。
And I asked whether you see the doctor.
他说有。
Yes, I did.
我问他医生讲什么。
And what did the doctor say?
他说医生说我身体健康没有毛病。
And doctor said I didn't find anything wrong with my physical health.
当我继续跟他交谈的时候，我发现到一个问题。
As we further discussed, I found out the problem.
我发现到他一直在围着他的孙女忧伤。
And that's, she is deeply sorrowful or just very anxious for his granddaughter or her granddaughter.
因为他孙女的缘故造成他就食欲不振等等很多的毛病就产生。
And it was this anxiety that caused all kinds of symptoms like not having good appetite, couldn't sleep, etc.
今天我们的经文说，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Reading the scripture verse today, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring for life."
我们的心对我们的一生是很重要的。
Our heart is very important.
心要受到保护。
And it should be protected.
因为心会滋长着掌控着我们的整个人。
It is this heart that control the rule our body.
耶稣基督在路加福音第六章第十五节说，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。
Luke 6:45 recorded these words of Jesus. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks.
这段经文的新译本的翻译是这样，我们不需要翻译英文、良善的人从心中所存的善就发出善，邪恶的人从心中所存的邪恶发出恶来，因为心中所充满的口里就说出来。
There are various different translations of the passage, but all with similar meaning.
各位，我们内心存的是什么，我们的外面的表现也会表现出什么。
So whatever is stored up in our hearts, that's what we will express.
如果我们内心里面所装的是苦毒，我们很容易在话语上面就说出苦毒的话来。
And if we store a bitterness in our hearts, our words would be bitter.
各位弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们在表面上看起来我们很好，很虔诚，很圣洁，但是心灵的深处里面也许存在着许多的苦毒、嫉妒、记恨、不满等等。
But sometimes we may be able to cover it up with ait's a face of piety and holiness, but then inside our heart we may be stored up with all kinds of bitterness, envy, and discontent.
在里面的一切，在神的眼光来说是罪。
Now those that are stored up in the heart, they are also sin.
因为法律是以人的犯罪行为来判决他的罪，而神是看人的内心。
While the law may judge people according to how a person acts, but God judges according to what you have in the heart.
今天早上我们要以三方面来看我们的心灵世界。
So our message today will look at three aspects of our the world in our heart.
第一方面，我们要来改变我们的思维，除去我们负面的思想和悲观的思想。
The first aspect, how we should change the frame of mind and remove from it the negative and pessimistic mindset.
第二，我们要时时的说乐观的话语。
We should learn to speak with optimism.
第三，我们要建立信心，对神有信心，对自己也有信心。
And we need to build up our faith in God and ourselves.
第一方面，我们是改变我们的思维。
And the first aspect, changing our mindset.
Ah, 前面的就，对不起，我们就停在这里啊。创世纪第一章第26-27节，我们知道神是按他的形象造我们，神造我们的时候，他的心意是要我们有健全的身心灵。
According to Genesis 1:26-27, God has created man in his own image. And when God created us, his design was for us to have a healthy body, mind, and soul.
很可惜我们没有领会到神的心意。
But unfortunately, we often do not comprehend what God meant for us.
我们离开了神。
And we have walked away from God.
我们也和人的关系不好。
And that also caused us to have difficulty of interpersonal relationship.
我们受到世界的引诱，以世界的价值观来衡量我们自己的价值观和身份。
Our views are polluted by the view of the world, and we use the value system of the world to set our own value.
我们拼命地追求那些世界的标准。
So we often pursue whatever is considered good in the world.
结果一方面得不到内心的真正的满足。
But in this pursuit, we do not achieve peace in our heart.
另外一方面就出现自我身份的价值和定位的偏差。
And also we have error in where we put ourselves in the world.
我们就会在里面，我们就产生了负面情绪上面的问题。
That generates a lot of negativism in our mindset and our emotion.
接受下来就是缺乏安全感、孤独、压力、焦虑、追究、怒气、忧郁、创伤、愁苦这些事情。
That brings a lot of insecurity, loneliness, depression, anxiety, and discontentment, all that.
当一个人以自己的以和自己关系出了问题的时候，任何事情往往会往做偏向负面和的思维来着想。
So whenever a person's relationship or the esteem of himself has deviated from what should it be, he always fall back into thinking negatively.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要让负面的思维影响到我们。
But brothers and sisters, do not let this negative mindset affect us.
当我们想到我不行。
And if you think, oh, I cannot,
我完蛋了,
I'm undone,
我没有希望了,
I'm hopeless,
我没有用了,
I'm useless.
年轻的一代我们也许会想到我很胖,
some young people may think I'm too fat,
我一定不及格,
and I will fail this test.
当我们有这些概念的时候我们就会失去奋斗的力量。
And when these negative thoughts occupy our mind, we'll lose all ambition.
我们就会失去自信心。
And we'll lose our confidence.
我们就会失去了对神的信心。
And also lose confidence in God.
我们的思想怎样？
How our mindset is,
我们的心也就怎样,
and it determines how our hearts behave.
如果我们有乐观的思想,
if we fill our mind with optimism,
我们的心也就会乐观,
our mood will become more uplifted as well.
我们就会有喜乐的心情来面对着明天,
we will have joy to face tomorrow.
如果我们有悲观的思想, 我们的心就会变成悲观,
if we view everything as half empty, we will be filled with pessimism.
我们的生活就会忧忧愁愁的过日子,
and we'll be living in a depressed mood all the days.
有位年龄93岁的老太太每天早上八点钟就起床。
I know of an elderly lady at age of 93. She still gets up at 8 o'clock every morning.
她每天早上就穿着漂亮整齐的衣服，就把头发梳得整整齐齐的，化妆得漂漂亮亮的。
And she keeps herself well groomed, well dressed, and even put on some makeup for good measure.
这位老太太的丈夫刚刚去世。
Now mind you, this lady had just lost her husband.
因为年纪大了，视觉也消退了，眼力也不好。
And as she getting older and couldn't see well enough,
她的孩子们于是安排她进到一间养老院里面。
Her children have decided to move her into an assisted living.
那一天她在养老院的大厅里面等待着分配房间。
So she was led to this place, this facility where she'll live, and she was waiting for the staff to lead her to her room.
她很安静地等坐，在等坐的时候，她脸上露出笑容。
But even as she patiently waited, she still had this smile on her face.
房间已经预备好了。
Now the room was prepared and was ready.
志愿带领她到房间。
So the staff was leading her to the room.
在路上智妍就把房间的情况就稍微描述了一下。
So the staff member leading her described to her what the room was like.
老太太就开心得不得了。
And so she was so excited.
好像得到了她心爱的一份礼物一样。
As happy as a kid receiving candy.
智妍就说，太太，慢点高兴，你还没有看到房间呢。
Look, the staff said, you haven't even seen the room yet. Could you hold your excitement a little bit?
老太太就说，那没关系，快乐是自己决定的心情。
But this lady said, no, it doesn't matter what I see. Being joyful is a decision that I made.
我喜欢这间房间不是因为它的布置。
It's not depending on how the room is arranged that I like it.
于是因为我早就喜欢它。
But rather that I have already decided to like this room.
虽然我的身体不好，眼睛看东西是模糊不清。
You see, I'm old and my eyesight is dim.
再加上我的丈夫刚刚去世。
My husband had just passed away.
但是每一天早上起床，我一定要以愉快的心情面对新的一天。
But I've decided to face each and every day with a joyful heart.
我可以选择躺在床上，想做很多我很可怜的方面。
I can decide to stay in bed, just keep thinking poor me.
我想做我的丈夫，跟我在一起这样多年来他离开的世界。
And I can dwell in the fact that I've lost my husband of many years.
只留下我一个人孤孤零零的就 就活在这个世界上。
And I will be spending the rest of my life in loneliness.
我可以想到我的身体大部分的器官都已经不能够很好的操作。
I can keep thinking that many of the organs in my body are not functioning right.
我可以想到我的孩子们，他们根本不爱他的父母，他把我放在这个地方。
I can even grudge the fact that my sons and daughters would not want me to live with them, but send me to this assisted living.
如果我想做这些话的时候，我会忧忧愁愁地面对每一天。
But if I do that, I will be spending every day in sadness.
如果我想这些话的时候，我早上我不会起床。
I may even get out of bed.
但是我可以往另外一方面着想。
But I can do it in a different way.
我可以想到我是神的孩子，他爱我，他看顾我。
I can dwell on the fact that I am God's daughter, and He loves me.
以我这把年纪来说，很快的，神会把我接到天家去。
And it wouldn't be long before He takes me home to heaven.
我又可以想到当我到天家去的时候，我可以跟我的丈夫见面。
And there I will see my beloved husband.
我这样想的话，我的心情就很愉快。
See, if I think it that way, I will spend my days in a delightful mood.
我就会有勇气去来面对新的一天。
And I would have the courage I need to face each every day.
对于我的身体的软弱，我要感谢神。
And as for my physical health, I thank the Lord.
虽然在我身体上面有一些的器官不能够正常的操作，可是我还有其他的器官可以操作。
Yes, there are some organs in my body that don't function well, but there are others that still do.
但是我还可以每一天啊。张开眼睛，我就可以看到神的恩典。
So as long as I can open my eyes, I will see the grace of God every day.
每一天对我来讲是新的一天。
Each and every day comes anew.
在新的一天都是神的恩典。
And every new day is the grace of God.
这一天我可以数算过去的生命的年日，我可以数算我神在我生命中的作为，生命中的恩典。
So I can count the days of blessing that God has blessed me with, and count all the wonderful things that He had done.
请注意来老太太所说的话。
So pay attention to what this elderly lady said.
她说快乐是自己决定的事情。
Having a joyful heart is a decision you made.
每一天我们的脑海里面可以想很多不同的东西。
So every day a lot of thoughts go through our mind.
我们可以往好的方面着想。
We can train our thoughts towards the good.
我们可以想到神的话语。
We can train our thoughts towards God's word.
我们可以想到神的恩典。
Or His grace.
我们也可以往坏的一方面走。
Or we can train our thoughts towards negative things.
我们可以想说，岂有此理，某某人讲我的坏话。
And you can keep thinking, how could it be that somebody else gossip about me?
为什么这些事情会发生在我的身上？
How could these things happen to me?
为什么又是我呢？
Why me again?
我很可怜啊。
Oh, poor me.
我们也可以想到，好多年前，我的父亲曾经讲过一句话，伤害我。
We know that some young people said, once my father said this and deeply hurt me.
年轻人也可以想到，我自己太胖了，我找不到对象。
Or you can say that I'm overweight and I can't find a date.
我们可以想到某某人和我是同时间在同一所大学毕业，为什么公司给他的工资高过我？太不公平了。
Or someone may go to the same college with me at the same time, but now he's making more money than I do.
当我们想我们的工作太艰难的时候，看看这张照片。
So when we think we have been heavy laden, look at this picture.
当我们想到我们住在山镇，交通太不方便了，看看别人吧。
And if you think of traffic is bad in Tri-City, look at these.
当我们想到我实在太辛苦，身体软弱，走步路不方便，看看这张图片吧。
If you think our physical health is too poor, consider these.
当我们想到我们年老没有用的时候，看看这张相。
If you think I'm too old and frail,
有人说人的心是一块田，在心里面种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Some people call our heart a field. Whatever you sow in the heart, you harvest.
如果我们什么都不种的时候，我们就会会看到这块田里面都长了杂草。
If a field is not sowed with good seeds, it will only grow weeds.
如果在心里种错了种子，就会结出错误的种子出来。
And if you sow bad seeds, it's going to grow some bad harvest.
我们的心是一块田。
So our heart is a field.
这一块田是要保守。
That field needs to be guarded.
今天的经文，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
So today's message said, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
要保守我们的心，就不要让负面的思维进来我们的心，来影响我们。
Guarding your heart means not letting the negativism invade or rule our heart.
也不要让污秽的观念来影响我们的心。
Or the impure ideas.
今天在网站上面我们可以看到什么、要想看什么就可以看什么。
Now with the information age, we can see whatever on the internet.
但是好多不良的观念在不知不觉的当中进来我们的心。
In this process, many ideas will invade our hearts.
今天的电视连续剧太过丰富了。
Or our TV has a very many sitcoms and dramas.
大众媒介灌输给我们外表的美观很重要。
And our media give you the impression that it's very important to have a beautiful appearance.
否则你就嫁不出去。
Otherwise, you won't find a date.
媒体灌输给我们说，人生的目标对年轻来说是就是要被朋友接纳，要酷。
Or the media would have us think that being cool or being acceptable to your friends is the most important goal in life.
我们要时髦，要时髦啊！也许你以为说要有好成绩才能够进入重点大学。
Or we pursued being hip.Or pursue having good grades to get into the top school.
有前途，当我们进入重点大学就有前途，人生才会有盼望。
And think that would guarantee us a future.
媒体告诉我们，人生的目标就是追求丰富的收入，开名贵汽车，住豪华洋房等等。
Or as they tell us that it's most important to pursue high income jobs or have the best looking houses or the luxury cars.
现在大陆流行的话语说，宁可在宝马车上哭，不愿在自行车上哭。
So the Chinese saying is that you rather 哭。
Cool.
So you'd rather be cool with the Bima, the BMW, than being and crying when you're riding on a bike, or the other way around. huh? Oh, yeah.
当一个人的自我形象低过低的时候，或者价值观有偏差的时候，就很容易产生自卑令人失去自信，缺乏勇气。
So, whenever we have a low image of ourselves, a low self-esteem, that's when we lose confidence and faith.
今天的社会以美貌和才干来衡量一个人的价值。
So in today's society, a person is often judged by his outward appearance and maybe the talent.
美貌对于每一位青少年很重要。
Now I know that outward appearance is important to many of our young people.
因为这是建立自我身份开始对异性感兴趣的时期。
As we started building our own identity and become interested in opposite gender.
于是我们就会注重自己的外貌、自己的穿着、自己的发型。
We begin to pay more attention to how we look including what we dress, how we wear our hair, etc.
人一世就往做这一方面追求。
And that becomes our passion.
整个一生就是在追求我的美梦。
So sometimes that beauty becomes a beauty dream of life.
当我的美梦达不到的时候就陷入忧郁当中。
And when the beauty dream is crashed,that sank us into depression.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要有健康的心灵，我们就要清楚明白人生的目的是为了什么。
But brothers and sisters, in order to have a healthy spirit, we must understand what the purpose in life is.
人生的意义是在短暂的生命当中把握着永恒的将来。
The purpose of life is to secure our eternal destiny in this brief journey of life.
人生的目的就是要跟神建立美好的关系。
And the purpose of life is to establish the good relationship with God.
今天神给我们新的目标新的标准就是要效法耶稣基督。
So the new standard that God has given us is to be conformed to Christ.
在我们的一生当中，我们为了荣耀创造的主而活。
So we spend our life for the glorification of God.
不是为了自己而活，那也不是为了别人而活，而是为神而活。
So we live for the glory of God instead of living for ourselves or even for others.
我们的心是一块田，这块田是要保守的。
So our heart is a field.
我们不要让悲观和负面的思维影响我们。
So God our field, so it's not invaded by the negativism.
Satan 往往在我们的心里面撒下悲观和负面的种子。
Very often, Satan tries to sow the seeds of negativism and pessimism in our heart.
让我们想，我不会，我不行，我办不到，我死定了，我太软弱了。
So he wants us to say that I can't, I'm not able to, I'm undone.
撒旦让我们种下这样的种子在我们的心里面，我们就会接触不良的种子出来。
So with these seeds of failure in our heart, it's very easy to grow the fruit of failure.
所以我们的内心里面要有乐观的思想。
But we should replace it with optimism.
我们要往正面来看我们所面对的问题。
We should think positively of whatever situation we face.
我们要敢于面对我们所遇到的困难。我们不要去想说我不行，我死定了。
And face the trouble that we may come across with a positive attitude instead of thinking, this is too much for me.
不要听那负面的声音，我们常常要想的是神的话语。
So, block out that negative voice with the word of God.
腓立比书又告诉我们，我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做。
Philippians 4:13 says, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
让这节经文所说的凡事都能做进入我们的心里面。
So, let this adds to, I can do everything. In this passage, enter your heart.
神就当这句话进到我们的心里面的时候，我们就会想做说依靠神，因为神凡事都能做。
With this attitude in your heart, that we learn to rely on God because He can do everything.
不管我们所遇到的困难是多么严重的困难。
No matter how difficult the problem we face.
罗马书八章二十八节说说凡万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him.
只要我们的心里抱着这样的思想，这样的心就会去把那不好的事变成对我们有益的事。
So,if we have this attitude, if we have this in our heart, we can change whatever that's bad that happens to our good.
弟兄姐妹，我们的思维影响我们的情绪。
Brothers and sisters, Our, what we think does affect how we feel.
当我们身体软弱的时候，不要难过，记得圣经所说的，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心灵的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
So when we feel that our physical strength or health is fleeing away from us, remember this word. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
我们要有正面的态度，有正面的使命，我们就要有乐观的心灵来面对人生的各种挑战。
So if we have a positive attitude and mindset, we will have the ability to face challenge with optimism.
我们也就会以喜乐的心来走这条人生的道路。
And walk the path of life with a joyful heart.
在走这条人生的道路的时候，我们会很轻松，我们就会很愉快、很喜乐的，每一天都以一块块的心来过日子。
And our days will become brighter, and our burden become lighter.
愿意能表现出我们的思想，表现出我们的信心。
And we would express our confidence and faith.
箴言第十八章二十到二十一节说：“人口中所结的果子必充满祝福，他嘴所出的必使他饱足。生死在石头的泉下，喜爱他的必是他所结的果子。”
From the fruit of his mouth, a man's stomach is filled. With the harvest from his lips, he's satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits. Proverbs 18:20-21.
是多么的重要。
So how important are the words that we speak?
为什么那么重要呢？因为我们所说的话就表现出我们的思想。
Because the words we speak express what is inside our thoughts.
表现出我们对神的信心。
It express our faith in God.
我们所说的话能够影响到别人，也能够帮助到别人。
Our words can also influence others, either help them or hurt them.
别人看我们的在困境中有正面的思维，正面的态度，有喜乐的心，就会得到激励。
Others can receive strength when they hear our positive words in difficult times.
有信心的人才会有乐观的态度，有信心的人相信奇迹会发生。
But only people with faith can have a positive attitude and believe that even in the most impossible circumstance,miracles can happen.
希伯来书十一章十第一节说：“信是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。”
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
有信心的人虽然看到前面的道路如何，事情将如看不到前面的道路如何，看事情将会如何，结果如何，不知道神有没有开路，有没有预备困难有多大等等。
So a person with faith may not see with their eyes what lies ahead, what God has prepared, or whether there are very difficult obstacles.
但是凭着信心，相信神必定牵引我们前面的道路。
But by the faith in God, believing that He will lead our way,
神必定会保护和看顾我们。就算眼睛没有看到证据，耳朵没有听到声音，手上没有捉到什么，眼前的路是一片漆黑。只要我们相信神，神的应许永不落空。
So even though everything is still dark in front, he can see nothing, he did not hear anything, and he's not holding onto anything with his hand. But just by believing in the God that will provide and do not fail on his promise,He will have faith to face it.
以色列人在埃及地的时候遭受逼迫，在痛苦的时候，神呼召摩西，把以色列人从埃及地领了出来，进入打算要把他们带进去迦南美地。
So the Israelites were slaves in Egypt, and they were suffering, being oppressed. They called out to God, and God sent Moses to lead them out of Egypt. And they were being led to the land of Canaan.
离开埃及后的第二年，他们是来到了巴兰旷野。
And in the second year after they left Egypt, they went into the wilderness of Paran.
如果我们看地图的话，我们就可以知道巴兰旷野离开迦南地很近。
And if you look at a map, you will see that the wilderness of Paran is only a short distance from Canaan.
民数记第十三章讲到摩神吩咐摩西来打发十二个探子，每一个支派一个探子到迦南地去窥探神应许之地的情况。
So, in Numbers chapter 13 recorded that God had told Moses to send 12 spies, one out of each tribe, to go into Canaan and spy that land.
他的使命就记录在《民数记》第十三章第十八到二十节，因为时间关系，我们不念。
So, Numbers 13, 18 through 20 recorded this, the sending of the spies, and we're not going to read the passage.
探子回来后见到摩西亚伦和会众，就对他们说，我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固旷达，并且我们在那里见看见了亚纳族的人马亚玛利住在南地等等等等，下面就讲到一些外邦民族的居住的地方。
So the spies went in, and when they came back to report to the whole congregation, Moses and Aaron, they said, indeed, the land that you sent us into is a good land. It's filled with milk and honey, and it has abundant fruit. But the people there were strong. They were stronger than we are. They were the descendants of giants, and it described a number of different tribes of the people that lived there and where they descended from.
他们讲到他们看到的是，我用红色写民强壮，城邑也坚固，还有看到的是外邦人。
But notice the emphasis here. They were stronger than we are, and their cities are built strong, and we look like grasshoppers to them.
注意第二十八节讲到，然而后面所说的是一些负面上的话语。
See, there is a transition after they report having this good land flowing with milk and honey. They say, but these are all the bad things.
但是迦勒回来，他的报告和其他的探子不同。
But there is a spy named Caleb who gave a different report.
迦勒说，迦勒在摩西面前安慰百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们族人得胜。
But Caleb comforted the people in front of Moses, said, no, let's go up there and take the land.
注意还有其他探子的报告，当其他探子报告说，当那些和他同去的人说，我们不能去上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮，还有他讲很多负面上的话。最主要的一句话就是自己看，写明了他们怎样看自己就如蚱蜢一样。
See, the other spies were looking at the fact that the people in that land were stronger, bigger, and they looked at themselves as grasshopper in front of them.
以色列民看自己好像蚱蜢一样。
So the Israelites look at themselves as if they were grasshoppers.
他们没有信心。
They did not have faith.
照理来说，他们应该有信心，因为他们曾经见过神在他们当中的作为。
You would think that they have great faith because they have seen all the wonders of God.
他们看过实灾，他们看过神如何带领他们过红海，他们打败亚玛利亚，他们在旷野的地方有云柱火柱的引领，他们看到神的公义，可是他们又是没有信心。
They've seen the ten plagues that the ten plagues that God has done in Egypt. They walk across the Red Sea as in dry land, and they walk across the wilderness, and God provided them with water out of dry rock. And God had been leading them with a pillar of fire and pillar of cloud. They should have faith in God. But because of this lack of faith, they had to wander in the wilderness for another 39 years.
比较摩西差派十个探子和加勒跟耶稣亚，十个探子跟加勒跟耶稣亚的态度，十个探子说看到的是负面的问题，他们是吞噬居民的人，看见的是人民都身量高大，看见的是不同的民族，看到的是自己好像蚱蜢一样。
So if you compare what Joshua and Caleb saw and what those other 10 spies saw, you see a stark contrast. Those 10 spies focus on the fact that the people in the land are bigger, stronger, and they may even be people eater. So you become their lunch when you go in. But Joshua look at the fact that the Lord is with them.
Joshua 所看到的是神的能力，神的同在，真的是，的确是值得我们学习的。
And so we should learn from Joshua and Caleb to look at, focus on the fact that God's great power and God's presence with us.
面对问题的时候，我们的眼睛是在看我们的问题呢？我们的眼睛看我们自己的不足，好像蚱蜢一样吗？
So when we face great challenge, are we focusing just on how big the obstacle is and how tiny we look like grasshopper?
如果我们这样看的话，我们就是靠做自己。
So if we are doing that, then we are relying on our own strength.
我们就忘记了神的能力。
We have forgotten the power of God.
我们忘记了我们需要依靠神。
We have forgotten that we are to live in dependency on God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们有一个正面的态度来看事情。
Brothers and sisters, let us have the positive attitude.
让我们把眼目从我们的问题当中移开，把头抬上来，举目仰望这万能的神。
So let's lift up our heads. So move our eyes from the problems to.Train our eyes on Jesus.
让神来带领我们前面的道路。
Let Him lead us of path ahead.
让我们来唱这首诗歌，唯信靠主。
Let us sing this song together, trusting Jesus.
让我们在唱的时候，我们请我们的音响同工帮我们把前面的地方。